This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden arrived Sunday in Brussels for 2 days of summits with leaders from the NATO Military Alliance and the European Union. Biden, on his first foreign trip as president, flew in from Britain, where he attended a G7 summit and was welcomed by Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo. After a handshake and a brief exchange of words, he got into the armored limousine known as the Beast to head for the U.S. Embassy in Brussels. Brussels has launched a major security operation to ensure the safety of the NATO leaders arriving for the summit, where the U.S. president is expected to resume the United States' leading role in NATO after 4 years of chilly relations under the Trump administration. The NATO leaders will hold a three-hour meeting on Monday afternoon, during which they're expected to touch on security issues in space and in cyberspace. They are also hoping to talk about the growing influence of China and to formulate a tough message for Russian President Vladimir Putin. Biden holds his first face-to-face meeting with the Russian president on Wednesday. Earlier Sunday, Biden declared the G7 summit in Britain an extraordinarily collaborative and productive meeting that made progress on fighting the coronavirus pandemic, reviving the global economy, and calling out China by name for its bad behavior. Speaking to reporters, Biden praised agreements on tackling corruption, fighting ransomware, and ending public finance for coal projects. Again, these are comments he made to reporters in the United Kingdom before leaving for Brussels. Leaders of the G7 on Sunday signed a declaration vowing to end the coronavirus pandemic and reinvigorate the global economy, with $12 trillion of support put in place during the pandemic. You're listening to VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year hold on power in Israel ended Sunday when Parliament approved a new government of improbable allies in a nation divided over Netanyahu's departure. At a session of the legislature ahead of the vote, Netanyahu loyalists shouted shame and liar and frequently interrupted the man set to replace him, nationalist Naftali Bennett. Netanyahu is the most dominant Israeli politician of his generation, but he failed to form a government after a March 23 election, which was the fourth election in 2 years. Bennett is a hawkish, high-tech millionaire. He heads a new administration that includes left-wing, centrist, and Arab legislators. His government, including for the first time a party that represents Israel's 21% Arab minority, plans largely to avoid sweeping moves on hot-button international issues, such as policy toward the Palestinians. It will instead focus on domestic reforms. At least 12 people were killed and 39 seriously injured Sunday after a gas line explosion tore through a residential neighborhood in central China. Responders to the early morning blast in the city of Xi'an in Hubei province sent more than 150 people to the hospital, this according to officials quoted by state media. The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. British Foreign Minister Dominic Raab criticized the European Union Sunday for treating Northern Ireland as if it were a separate country rather than part of the United Kingdom. He said that approach is causing damage to the British province. He told BBC's Andrew Marr program that it is a mistake that has occurred at the G7 summit, but also has been happening for months previous. He called it a failure to understand the facts. Britain's Telegraph newspaper reported that French President Emmanuel Macron had suggested Northern Ireland was not part of the United Kingdom during his meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson at the G7 summit. Raab made his comments amid a dispute between Britain and the European Union over the interpretation of the Northern Ireland Protocol, the element of the Brexit divorce deal that relates to trade in the province. Raab said the bloc needs to allow the free flow of trade between Britain and Northern Ireland. A top official in the European Medicines Agency said it might be worth abandoning AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine for all age groups where alternatives are available. That was in an interview published on Sunday. Marco Cavalleri, the EMA's head of vaccine strategy, also told Italy's La Stampa newspaper that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine should be preferentially used for people over 60. Marissa Melton, VOA News.